This sound file contains the spoken word version of the Wikipedia article on Prince Harry. It was recorded by the user Matthew David Gonzalez on July 10th, 2014 in Chicago. Prince Harry, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Prince Harry, Henry Charles Albert David, formerly styled Prince Henry of Wales, born September 15, 1984, known as Captain Harry Wales in his military role, is the younger son of Charles, Prince of Wales, and Diana, Princess of Wales. His paternal grandparents are Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His stepmother is Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall. He stands fourth in line to succeed his grandmother as monarch of the Commonwealth realms, preceded by his father, elder brother Prince William, Duke of Cambridge, and nephew Prince George of Cambridge. After an education at schools in the United Kingdom and spending parts of his gap year in Australia and Lesotho, Harry chose a military career, undergoing officer training at Royal Military Academy Sandhurst. He was commissioned as a second lieutenant into the Blues and Royals of the Household Cavalry Regiment, serving temporarily with his brother, and completed his training as a troop leader. In 2007 and 2008, he served for 77 days in Helmand, Afghanistan, but was pulled out following publication of the story in an Australian magazine. He returned to Afghanistan for a 20-week deployment in 2012 and 2013 with the Army Air Corps. Section 1. Early Life. Harry was born at St. Mary's Hospital in Paddington, London, England, on September 15, 1984. He was baptized on December 21, 1984, at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle by the Archbishop of Canterbury, Robert Runcie. His godparents were the Duke of York, his paternal uncle, Lady Sarah Armstrong Jones, his paternal cousin once removed, Lady Vesty, Mrs. William Bartholomew, Brian Organ, and Gerald Ward, a former officer in the Household Cavalry. Diana wanted Harry and his older brother William to have a broader range of experiences than previous royal children, and took them to venues that ranged from Disney World and McDonald's to AIDS clinics and shelters for the homeless. Harry began to accompany his parents on official visits at an early age. His first overseas royal tour was with his parents to Italy in 1985. Harry's parents divorced in 1996, and his mother died following a car accident in Paris the following year. Harry and William were staying with their father at Balmoral at the time, and the Prince of Wales told his sons about their mother's death. At his mother's funeral, Harry, then 12, accompanied his father, brother, paternal grandfather, and maternal uncle Earl Spencer in walking behind the funeral cortege from Kensington Palace to Westminster Abbey. Section 2. Education. Like his father and brother, Harry was educated at independent schools. He started at Jane Minor's Nursery School and the pre-preparatory Wetherby School, both in London. Following this, he attended Ludgrove School, and, after passing the entrance exams, was admitted to Eton College, where he studied geography, art history, and art at A level. The decision to place Harry at Eton went against the Windsor family tradition of sending children to Gordonstoun. Harry's grandfather, father, two uncles, and two cousins all attended. It did make Harry follow in the Spencer family footsteps, as both Diana's father and brother had attended Eton. In June 2003, Harry completed his education at Eton with two A-levels, achieving a grade B in art and D in geography, having decided to drop history of art after AS level. He excelled in sports, particularly polo and rugby union. Passing two A-levels, Harry was eligible to apply for an officer commission in the British Army. After school, Harry took a gap year, during which he spent time in Australia working, as his father had done in his youth, on a cattle station and participating in the Young England versus Young Australia polo test match. He also traveled to Lesotho, where he worked with orphaned children and produced the documentary film The Forgotten Kingdom. Section 3. Military Career. Harry entered the Royal Military Academy Sandhurst on May 8, 2005, where he was known as Officer Cadet Wales, and joined the Almain Company. Within a year, in April 2006, Harry completed his officer training and was commissioned as a cornet, second lieutenant, in the Blues and Royals, a regiment of the Household Cavalry in the British Army. He was given the service number 564673. On April 13, 2008, when he reached 2 years seniority, Harry was promoted to lieutenant. The British Ministry of Defense and Clarence House made a joint announcement on February 22, 2007, that Harry would be deployed with his regiment to Iraq as part of the 1st Mechanized Brigade of the 3rd Mechanized Division, a move supported by Harry, who had stated that he would leave the army if he was told to remain in safety while his regiment went to war. He said, quote, "There's no way I'm going to put myself through Sandhurst and then sit on my arse back home while my boys are out fighting for their country," closed quote. The head of the British Army at the time, General Sir Richard Dennett, first said on April 30, 2007, that he had personally decided that Harry would serve with his unit in Iraq, and Harry was scheduled for deployment in May or June of 2007 to patrol the Maizen province. On May 16th, however, Dennett announced that Prince Harry would not serve in Iraq. Concerns included Harry being a high-value target, as several threats by various groups had already been made against him, and the dangers the soldiers around him would face should any attempt be made on Harry's life or capture. Clarence House made public Harry's disappointment with the decision, though he said he would abide by it. It was reported in early June of 2007 that Harry had arrived in Canada to train alongside soldiers of the Canadian Forces and British Army at CFB Suffield, near Medicine Hat, Alberta. It was said that this was in preparation for a tour of duty in Afghanistan, where Canadian and British forces were participating in the NATO-led Afghan War. Rumors that were confirmed in February the following year, when the British Ministry of Defense revealed that Harry had secretly been deployed as a forward air controller to Helmand Province in Afghanistan. The revelation came after the media, notably the German newspaper Bild and Australian magazine New Idea, breached the blackout placed over the information by the Canadian and British authorities. It was later reported that, while in Afghanistan, Harry had helped Gurkha troops repel an attack from Taliban insurgents and performed patrol duty in hostile areas. His tour made Harry the first member of the royal family to serve in a war zone since his uncle, the Duke of York, flew helicopters during the Falklands War. For his service, Harry was presented with an Operational Service Medal for Afghanistan by his aunt, the Princess Royale, at the Combermere Barracks in May of 2008. In October of 2008, it was announced that Harry was to follow his brother, father, and uncle in learning to fly military helicopters. After passing the initial aptitude test, he was to undertake a month-long course. If he passed that, he would begin full flight training in early 2009. Harry had to pass his flying assessment at the Army Air Corps Base, AAC, Middle Wallop, the result of which determined if he would pass on to train as a pilot of the Apache, Lynx, or Gazelle helicopter. Having reached the requisite standard, Harry attended the Defense Helicopter Flying School at RAF Shawbury, where he joined his brother, William. Harry was presented with his flying brevet wings by his father on May 7, 2010, at a ceremony at the Air Army Corps Base, AAC, Middle Wallop. Harry had let it be known that he intended to fly Apache attack helicopters if he was successful in passing the rigorous Apache training course, after which time it could be possible for him to see active military service once again on the front line in Afghanistan. During the ceremony, he switched his Blue and Royals officer service dress cap for that of the Army Air Corps' Sky Blue Beret, with a blue and Royals badge. On March 10, 2011, it was revealed that Harry had passed his Apache flying test, and he was rewarded his Apache flying badge on April 14, 2011. There was speculation that he would return to Afghanistan before the withdrawal in 2015. On April 16, 2011, it was announced that Harry had been promoted to captain. In June of 2011, Clarence House announced that on completion of his training conversion courses to use Apache helicopters in the war arena, Harry would be available for deployment, including in current operations in Afghanistan, as an Apache helicopter pilot. The final decision will ultimately rest with the Ministry of Defense's senior commanders, including principally the Chief of the Defense Staff, in consultation with the wishes of Harry, the Prince of Wales, and the Queen. In October, Harry was transferred to a U.S. military base in California to complete his helicopter gunship training. This final phase will include live fire training and, quote, environmental and judgment training, close quote, at Naval and Air Force facilities in California and Arizona. The majority of those completing the two-month Apache training are deployed to the front lines in Afghanistan. In the same month, it was reported that Harry was said to be a natural pilot who was top of his class in the extensive training he had undertaken at the Naval Air Facility, El Centro, California. On November 2011, Harry returned to England. He went to Wadisham Flying Station in Suffolk, in the east of England, to complete his training to fly Apache helicopters. On September 7, 2012, he arrived at Camp Bastion in southern Afghanistan as part of the 100-strong 662 Squadron 3 Regiment Army Air Corps to begin a four-month combat tour as a co-pilot and gunner for an Apache helicopter. This was considered a particular honor, as most pilots are required to sit in the, quote, back seat, close quote, before being promoted to gunner. On September 10th, within days of arriving in Afghanistan, it was reported that the Taliban threatened his life. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid spoke to Reuters and was quoted as saying, quote, "We are using all our strength to get rid of him, either by killing or kidnapping," closed quote, and, quote, "we have informed our commanders in Helmand to do whatever they can to eliminate him," closed quote. It was announced on January 21st, 2013, that Harry was returning from a 20-week deployment in Afghanistan, where he served as an Apache co-pilot gunner. On July 8, 2013, the Ministry of Defense announced that Harry had successfully qualified as an Apache aircraft commander. On January 17, 2014, the Ministry of Defense announced that Harry had completed his attachment to 3 Regiment Army Air Corps and will take up a staff officer role at the position of SO3 Defense Engagement in Headquarters London District. His responsibilities will include helping to coordinate significant projects and commemorative events involving the Army in London. He will be based at Horse Guards in central London. On March 6, 2014, Harry launched Invictus Games, a Paralympic-style sporting event for injured servicemen and women, will be held on September 10th through 14th of 2014. Prince Harry met British hopefuls for the Invictus Games at Tedworth House for the start of the selection process. Invictus Games on April 29th, 2014. On May 5th, 2014, Harry attended a ticket sale launch for Invictus Games at BT Tower, where he made a public tweet of the Invictus Game official Twitter account as the president of Invictus Games. Section 4, Royal Duties. At the age of 21, Harry was appointed as a Counselor of State and began his duties in that capacity when the Queen was attending the 2005 Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Malta. The following year, Harry was in Lesotho to visit again Mansas Children's Home near Mohale's Hoek, which he toured in 2004 and, along with Princess Siaso of Lesotho, launched Centebele, the Prince's Fund for Lesotho, a charity to aid children orphaned by HIV/AIDS. He has granted his patronage to organizations including Wellchild, Dolan Saimru, and Map Action. to aid Centebale and the Diana Princess of Wales Memorial Fund and Centrepoint, Harry and his brother organized the Concert for Diana at Wembley Stadium on July 1, 2007. Sport has been a way that Harry has helped charities and other organizations, such as training as a rugby development officer for the Rugby Football Union in 2004, and coaching students in schools to encourage them to learn the sport. He has participated in polo matches, like his brother and father, to raise money for charitable causes. On January 6, 2009, the Queen granted Harry and William their own royal household. It has three main staff members, supported by a small team. Sir David Manning, the former British ambassador to Washington, is a part-time advisor to the princes. Previously, William and Harry's affairs had been handled by the office of their father at Clarence House in central London. The new household released a statement, complete with their own ciphers at the top, announcing that they have established their own office at St. James's Palace to look after their public, military, and charitable activities. Harry's cipher is similar to his brother's, but with an H in a shade of blue, similar to that used by his mother. In September 2009, William and Harry set up the Foundation of Prince William and Prince Harry to enable the princes to take forward their charitable ambitions. The foundation is the culmination of the princes' charitable lives so far. In March 2012, Harry led an official visit to Belize as part of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee celebrations. He continued to the Bahamas and Jamaica, where the Prime Minister, Portia Simpson Miller, is considering severing ties between Jamaica and the constitutional monarchy. He next visited Brazil to attend the Great Campaign as an ambassador of the 2012 Olympics to the 2016 Rio Olympics. On August 12, 2012, Harry represented the Queen at the closing ceremony of the London 2012 Olympic Games. From May 9th to May 15th, 2013, Harry was on an official visit to the United States. The tour promoted the rehabilitation of injured American and UK troops, publicized his own charities, and supported British interests. It included engagements in Washington, D.C., Denver, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. He watched the opening ceremony of the Warrior Games in Colorado Springs, where injured servicemen and women competed, and met survivors of Hurricane Sandy in New Jersey. In October 2013, Prince Harry visited Australia for his first official visit to the country. Prince Harry attended the International Fleet Review at Sydney Harbour. He also paid a visit to the Australian SAS HQ in Perth. On his way back to UK, he attended a charity event for Centebale at Dubai. In May of 2014, Prince Harry visited Estonia and Italy. In Estonia, he visited Freedom Square in the capital Tallinn to honor those who pay the ultimate sacrifice for their nation, and attended a reception at the Estonian Parliament and attended NATO military exercise there. In Italy, Prince Harry attended a commemoration of the 70th anniversary of Monte Cassino battles for the Polish, Commonwealth, and British troops. Prince Harry also revealed the British Pavilion at Expo Milano 2015 in Rome at the MAXXI Museum. Prince Harry is patron of the following organizations: Wellchild, Walking with the Wounded, the Halo Trust's 25th Anniversary Appeal, London Marathon Charitable Trust, Map Action, Dolan Saimru, 100 Women in Hedge Funds Philanthropic Initiatives. He is vice patron of the Rugby Football Union, Rugby Football Union Injured Players Foundation, Rugby Football Union All Schools Program. He is president of Schools Games. He is joint patron with his brother, Henry, of the Henry Van Strubenzee Memorial Fund. He co-founded with Prince Cieso of Lesotho Centebale, and he co-founded with his brother the Royal Foundation of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry, and he is president of the Invictus Games. As part of the Walking with the Wounded South Pole Allied Challenge 2013, Harry became the first member of the royal family to reach the South Pole. Section 5. Personal Life. Harry enjoys playing many sporting activities, playing competitive polo and skiing and motocross. Prince Harry is a supporter of Arsenal Football Club. Harry is also a keen rugby union fan and supported England's bid to host the 2015 Rugby World Cup. Harry earned a reputation in his youth for being rebellious, leading the tabloid press to label him as a, quote, wild child, close quote. He was found at age 17 smoking cannabis and partaking in underage drinking with his friends, clashing physically with paparazzi outside nightclubs, and was photographed at Highgrove House at a, quote, colonial and native, close quote, themed costume party wearing a Nazi German Afrika Korps uniform with a swastika armband. He later issued a public statement apologizing for his behavior. In June 2009, the British tabloid News of the World revealed a video made by Harry 3 years earlier in which he referred to a Pakistani fellow officer cadet as, quote, our little Paki friend, close quote, and later called a soldier wearing a cloth on his head a, quote, raghead, close quote. These terms were described by David Cameron as, quote, unacceptable, close quote, and by the Daily Telegraph as, quote, racist, close quote, and a British Muslim youth organization called Harry a, quote, thug, close quote. Clarence House immediately issued an apology from Harry, who stated that no malice was intended in his remarks. A former British MP and Royal Marine, Rod Richards, said that such nicknames were common amongst military comrades, stating, quote, in the armed forces, people often used to call me Taffy. Others were called Yankee, Oz, or Kiwi, or whatever. I considered Paki as an abbreviation for Pakistani. I don't think on this occasion it was intended to be offensive, close quote. While on holiday in Las Vegas in August of 2012, Harry and an unknown young woman were photographed naked in a Wynn Las Vegas hotel room, reportedly during a game of strip billiards. The pictures were leaked by American celebrity website TMZ on August 21st, being reported worldwide by mainstream media on August 22nd. The photographs were shown by the American media, but British media were reluctant to publish them. Royal aides suggested that Clarence House may contact the Press Complaints Commission, PCC, if the pictures are used by British publications. St. James's Palace confirmed that Harry was in the photographs, said that he was essentially a victim of sexting in a private moment, and contacted the Press Complaints Commission upon hearing that a number of British newspapers were considering publishing the photographs. On August 24th, the Sun newspaper published photographs. Polls conducted in the United Kingdom in November 2012 showed Harry to be the third most popular member of the royal family after William and the Queen. Rumors have persisted that Harry might be the son of James Hewitt, with whom his mother had an affair, but this has been refuted by Hewitt and others, who point out that Harry was born before the affair began. Section 5.1, Relationships. Chelsea Dace Davy, the daughter of a South African businessman, was referred to as Harry's girlfriend in an interview conducted for his 21st birthday, and Harry said he, quote, would love to tell everyone how amazing she is, but once I start talking about that, I have left myself open. There is truth and there is lies, and unfortunately I cannot get the truth across, close quote. In early 2009, it was reported in the media that the pair had parted ways after knowing each other for 5 years. Harry was introduced to girlfriend Cressida Bonas, granddaughter of Edward Curzon, 6th Earl Howe, by his cousin Princess Eugenie in May of 2012. Bonas accompanied Harry to an official engagement for the first time in March 2014. On April 30th, 2014, it was announced that the couple had parted amicably. Section 6, Titles, Styles, Honors, and Arms. Section 6.1, Titles and Styles. Harry's full style and title is His Royal Highness Prince Henry Charles Albert David of Wales, but he is almost always called Prince Harry. As a British prince, he uses the name of the area over which his father holds title, i.e. Wales, as a territorial suffix in lieu of surname. Past precedent is that such surnames are dropped from usage in adulthood, after which either title alone or Mountbatten-Windsor is used when necessary. Harry continues to use Wales as his surname for military purposes, and is known as Captain Harry Wales in such contexts. If his father succeeds to the throne, Harry's style will become His Royal Highness the Prince Henry. Traditionally, sons of the reigning monarch and of the Prince of Wales receive a dukedom immediately prior to marriage, the most recent being Prince William, who became Duke of Cambridge. Section 6.1.1, Military Ranks. From April 13, 2006 to April 13, 2008, he was a cornet, second lieutenant of the Blues and Royals. From April 13, 2008 to April 16, 2011, he was a lieutenant, the Blues and Royals. From April 16, 2011 to January 2014, captain, the Blues and Royals attached to Army Air Corps. January 2014 to present, captain, the Blues and Royals as staff officer, SO3, at HQ London District. 6.2, honors, medals. On February 6, 2002, Queen Elizabeth II Golden Jubilee Medal. May 5, 2008, Operational Service Medal for Afghanistan. February 6, 2012, Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal. 6.2.1, appointments, fellowships. March 6, 2012, Honorary Fellow of the University of the West Indies. Section 6.2.2, honorary military appointments. In Canada, from November 10, 2009 to the present, a Canadian Ranger. In the United Kingdom, from October 3, 2008 to present, honorary Air Commandant of RAF Huntingdon. From October 6, 2006 to present, Commodore-in-Chief of Small Ships and Divings. Section 6.2.3, humanitarian awards. Harry has twice had his charitable efforts recognized by the international community. In December 2010, the German charity Ein Herz für Kinder, Heart for Children, awarded him the Golden Heart Award in recognition of his, quote, charitable and humanitarian efforts, close quote. On December 19, 2010, he got the Golden Heart Award, and May 7, 2012, Atlantic Council's Distinguished Humanitarian Leadership Award. And the article section shows his coat of arms under section 6.3 arms, and the notes: on his 18th birthday, Harry was granted his own personal coat of arms consisting of the arms of the sovereign and right of the United Kingdom with a label for difference, adopted on September 15, 2002. A Shudishan, quarterly first and fourth ghouls, three lions, passant, guardant, in pale or armed, and langued azure, second or a lion, rampant, ghouls armed and langued azure, within a double treasure flory, counterflory, of the second, third azure, a harp or stringed argent, other elements, the whole differenced by a label of 5 points, argent, the first, third, and fifth points, charged with an escallop, jewels. Symbolism: as he is the grandchild of the sovereign, Harry's coat of arms has a label of 5 points. The escallops, seashells, allude to his mother Diana, Princess of Wales, whose Spencer coat of arms includes 3 escallops argent. Section 7, ancestry. Harry is a male line descendant of Elamar I, Count of Oldenburg, and a member of the House of Oldenburg, one of Europe's oldest royal houses, and the cadet branch known as the House of Glücksburg, founded by his paternal ancestor Friedrich Wilhelm, Duke of Schleswig-Holstein-Sonderburg-Glücksburg. His paternal grandmother issued letters patent on February 8, 1960, declaring Harry's future father to be a member of the United Kingdom's reigning House of Windsor and a bearer of its name. Their male line House of Oldenburg ancestors include 5 Danish kings, Christian I, Frederick I, Christian III, Christian IV, King George I of Greece, 11 Counts of Oldenburg, 2 Counts of Schleswig-Holstein-Sonderburg, 5 Dukes of Schleswig-Holstein-Sonderburg-Beck, and one Duke of Schleswig, Holstein, Sonderburg, Glücksburg. Among his recent ancestors on his father's side are members of the House of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha, the House of Battenberg, the main line of the House of Hesse-Darmstadt, and the House of Hesse-Kassel, and the House of Holzuzern. Among his distant ancestors are Henry IV and James II and VII. Through his father's royal family, Harry is of German, English, and Scottish descent, and through his mother's family, the Earl Spencer and the Baron Fermoy families, of English descent and of remote German, Irish, Scottish, and British American descent. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.